On the warm morning of July 12, 1929, a small crowd was gathered at the entrance to the Richmond Market, then a popular and very upscale city market, located where Howard, Reed, and Biddle Streets and Linden Avenue meet, about where the Maryland General Hospital used to be. Those in the crowd, customers looking to get into the market to do their shopping, were greeted unexpectedly by signs on the door that read, "Closed today." And so began the great Baltimore Cat Roundup. The Cat Roundup, a harebrained arrangement planned in hope and ending in predictable embarrassment, all started when the market's merchants discovered that the place was overrun with mice and came to understand that no exterminating program was working. So the merchants, in their wisdom, concocted their own plan. Get a mess of cats from the SPCA, the city's animal shelter facility, and turn them loose in the market, and give them a day and night to do what cats do to mice, and then the market would reopen, mouse-free, and they would round up the cats and return them to the SPCA. And so it was that early in the morning of July 12, 1929, the market's merchants closed the market and then set dozens of cats free to roam within it. Early the next morning, full of wide-eyed optimism, the merchants opened the market, expecting to round up the cats and send them back to the SPCA as promised. But as it turned out, the mice were not gone. It was the cats who were. They had, during the night, broken out of the market in gangs and disappeared into the night into the same city streets from which they had been removed. Asked by officials of the SPCA what happened to all of their cats, where were they, and why hadn't the cats chased the mice out of the market like they were supposed to do, the president of the Merchant Association said, with remorse and bewilderment, "The cats misunderstood the arrangement."